Okay, so we're starting a new sugya this morning. Again, the first half of the, more than first half of the summer, we were dealing with the inyanim of Kiddush and Havdalah within the parak of Arvei Pesachim. So now we're going to transition to the latter half of the parak, which is the inyanei Leil Seder, right? Different inyanim relating to the Seder of Pesach. So the first topic we're going to be doing is the topic of Heseba. So to start off the sugya, it's important to start with the Mishnah, where this din of Heseba is first recorded. So again, the Mishnah on Sadi Tes Amud Beis. Again, and this morning, what we're going to do in this shir is going to focus today on the nature of Heseba, or the nature of this mitzvah instituted by the Chachamim. Again, it's always very important when trying to focus on the nature of a particular mitzvah is to focus also on the context within which the Gemara, the Mishnah, has introduced this din. So again, you have to pay careful attention when you're reading both the Mishnah and the Gemara, right? The context within which this mitzvah of Heseba is introduced and what it can tell us potentially about the mitzvah of Heseba itself. So Yehuda Dov, would you mind reading the Mishnah on Sadi Tes Amud Beis? First Mishnah. So stop there. What does that mean?
Right. So Erev Pesach, a half hour before Mincha time, a person doesn't eat until or start eating until nighttime.
Okay. So what is very important? So what type of achilas is referring to?
Suda.
Right. Any right? Particularly is it talking about an achila of mitzvah, or any achila?
I think any sudos.
Okay, so just keep that in mind, right? So the context, right? Right before the Mishnah introduces the mitzvah of Heseba, which is important to note, that the achila that the Mishnah is discussing is stam achila, right? Not achila particularly associated with achila of mitzvah, but stam achila, yeah?
Hashem and the Rashbam, though, is not like that.
No, that's the goal, but the lo yochel adam.
I mean, what's going on the lo yochel adam?
No, that Rosh Hashanah is just saying lo yochel adam. You shouldn't eat anything on erev, so that you'll be able to eat later the mitzvah of. I'm just saying the term lo yochel adam, right, the achila being mentioned, just textually.
I can see also being lo yochel adam mitzvah, like lo dafka matzah, because if I go in before eating matzah, I won't have a taiva for matzah.
You can't have matzah on the entire.
Yeah, but this again, we're not learning this sugya, but the din here of lo yochel adam is referring to any achila. There's a separate din of not being able to eat matzah on erev Pesach. Tosas discusses that, but stop.
Ooh. Oh my,
that's not good. The statement of lo yochel adam saying you're not allowed to eat anything. So that again, what the goal of that is a separate question, but it's clear that lo yochel adam, the statement of lo yochel adam, is referring to any stam achila, not particularly achila de mitzvah. Continue on.
Right. Afilu onish b'esira lo yochel ad yasi. Right. Even a poor person can't eat, and this is the simple way of reading the Mishnah until he needs.
Until he needs. Right. Yeah. So again, all I'm saying is that in context of the Mishnah, right after saying lo yochel like stam achila until night, when in the next line it says afilu onish b'yisrael lo yochel ad sheyasev, so just from the context of this Mishnah, you would say, oh, it's talking about stam achila, right? Any stam achila which you can't do in erev, right? Any that same stam achila which you can't do in erev, and if you're doing that stam achila during the nighttime, you have to be meisiv. So I'm just saying, from the Mishnah itself, you didn't know anything. The implication of the achila, which is subject to Heseba, would seemingly be all types of achila. And if you know, based on doing the Makoros, you can see why this would be significant. Yeah.
Where is your Mishnah that makes it sound like I can do, if I do Heseba on Erev Pesach, I can eat?
No. He's just saying, lo yochel adam ad shetachshach. Right? You can't do any eating on Erev Pesach. And then it's saying, when you start eating on Pesach night, you have to do a seba on that eating. So all I'm just saying is that the stam achila, which is usher ba'achila on erev, sounds like that stam achila, which is done now on the night of Pesach, is subject to the mitzvah of a seba. All I'm just saying on a pash pshat level. So all I'm saying is that from the Mishnah itself, the achila, which seems to be subject to a seba, seems to be any stam achila. And just one last line before we get into the Gemara.
Right, and you can't, the Gabbai Tzedakah can't give less than the ani arba kosos of wine, even if, and then this is either going on the ani or the official, either,
even if the person is really poor.
Yeah. Or, even if you have to take it from the time
of. Okay, fine, good. Not exactly. Okay, so now moving on to, right, so all I'm saying is that Pashup Shah in the Mishnah, it would seem like there doesn't seem to be any reference, particularly in the Mishnah, that a seba is associated with any mitzvah achila. It sounds from context that it has to do with any achila during the night. So that's the implication you get from the Mishnah. But if you look at the Gemara, you get a very different impression. If you turn to the Gemara on Kufches Amud Aleph, so here the Gemara is going to specifically talk about a seba within the context of the mitzvah achila of the night. Yeshua, would you mind reading for us? So far, what did it say?
So we said that. So it says the mar, you don't do a seva, and matzah you do.
Exactly. What's the machlokas by yayin?
But if you do a seva, you don't.
Exactly right. It sounds like there's a machlokas stam. Right. Well, matzah clearly needs a seva. And Mara clearly does not need a seva. At first glance, it sounds like there's a machlokes about whether the dalikos is required. Oh, Mara says no.
Says the Gemara, v'loy plege, abe betarta kase kamo, betarta kase basari. The first, whatever, we see some of the Gemara, which is which, but the one said in the first two kosas, one said in the last two kosas.
Yeah, so everyone agrees that two of the kosas require, and two of them don't require,
yeah.
And the machlokes is only which one. So we'll get to the details of these studim. Later, but let's just read it through. What did it start them?
Amr lalai gisa. Trekas kamori bo aseva dashtel udaka mitchil lacheus. Trekas away basari loy bo aseva. My dad ave. So
the first day is what?
That the first two you need to do aseva to show your ben mela after a show. So it's okay.
Exactly. Once you establish the cheus, my dad ave.
So the other side says, no, that the first two we're still slaves, so we don't do a seva. But after that, you show your ben melech, so you do a seva on the last two.
Okay, fine. Just one more line.
Ashta deit marachi, beit marachi, dividi bo aseva. After you say both of them, so you do an all for aseva.
Exactly. Sounds like misafek, but we'll get back to the details before. So just important just to set up, right? It's always important, again, to, before getting to the Mefarshim, just to see how the Gemara and the Mishnayos themselves present the din of aseva. So again, while the impression from the Mishnah, right, is that aseva is shayach to all achila, right? There's no reference specifically to any mitzvah achila, from the Gemara you get a very different perspective, right? The only time the Gemara mentions a seba is in the context of what?
When drinking water, the arbikosis and eating matzah.
Exactly. Or the mitzvah achila of the night. Right? So right off the bat, you have like this tension in terms of between the Mishnayos. I'm not saying it's a stira. I'm just saying just the basic implications of the Mishnah versus the Gemara in terms of, is seba shayach to all achila, or is it specifically limited to the mitzvahs of achila? And again, and once we analyze the nature of the mitzvah of aseva according to different mepharshim, we'll see how they're going to explain both these makaros. So,
they're basically shebal tase for the cause of the wine to all four instead because we didn't know exactly which side to take. Why are we lechumra? Why not lechumra?
Okay, so we'll get back to that. It's a big discussion here. One can reformulate the question of generally we hold Safek Drabban on the Kula. So, right. So we'll get back to that. There's a famous Ron here. We'll get back to that. What?
I think it's not a Safek, it's just you have both reasons, so you do all.
Okay. We'll get back to that. We'll hold off on it. It's a whole big discussion. It's like a very, very world famous Ron here who basically says, if you apply Safek Drabban on the Kula both times, you're going to end up being Mafkia the entire mitzvah. So, therefore, but we'll get, and then you don't know which one to choose, we do all four. But we'll get back to that Ron later. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be
hard
to
indict
Gemara
that is
daf
to
matzah or yayin? Gemara also does it, right?
That
daf to matzah, not
to.
You can't really
indict
either way.
Oh, you're saying the Gemara daf to point out, not to be mitzvah. So therefore what?
So everyone's saying that the fact that Gemara singles out matzah and yayin need to say, but so that it seems to imply something about Sama Chila. You can also go the other way and say that the fact that the point Sama does not need to say, but so that would imply the other way by Sama Chila.
That, just spell it out.
There is a concept of Haseba by Sama Chila.
Why do you get that from the fact that it says, oh, yeah, No, I'm not. No, no, no. It's okay. Now I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying, like, what's the exception, what's the rule. I'm saying the fact that the Gemara only has a Havamina to discuss the inyan of Aseba, Legabe, the mitzvos achila of the night, that's the implication. Yeah, no, that's why I don't understand what you're asking. I now hear where you're coming from. You're saying, like, I wasn't just saying, oh, the fact that it needs to say it there, otherwise you don't need it. It's the fact that since the Gemara only discusses it in association with the mitzvah achila, it sounds like the only time it's even shayach is about the mitzvah achila. That's where I was coming from. Okay, so that's just different implications from the Mishnah and the Gemara. So now let's get into the different mahalchem in terms of what exactly is the nature of the mitzvah of aseva. So we're going to see there are two general approaches to the nature of the mitzvah achila. The first approach is that the mitzvah derabanan of aseva is a chilek of the mitzvahs achila of the night, which comes to say that you have the mitzvahs achila. We'll start with of matzah and dalakosos. And both of these mitzvos achila, both of matzah and dalakosos, relate to the theme of chirus and geula. So come along the chachamim and say a way to highlight, a way to accentuate the themes of geula and chirus within the mitzvos of matzah and dalakosos is by requiring a person while eating these mitzvos, while eating these items, to also eat it al yidei aseba. Because by doing Haseba, which itself is an expression of Cheres, right? That's the idea that only three people are able to, able to lean. So the act of Haseba, which itself is a demonstration, is an expression of Cheres, again, highlights the theme of Cheres and Geula within the mitzvah itself. So again, the first approach is that the mitzvah of Haseba is a chilek in the mitzvah, in the mitzvahs achila themselves. And it's a way of saying that since these particular mitzvahs achila relate to the theme of geula, of cheres, so the chum came along and said you should eat these mitzvahs while doing a seba, because the act of a seba will highlight the theme of cheres, the theme of geula within the mitzvah itself. Okay. So again, just to now tie back to what we were saying before, this first approach, which says that Haseba is a din in the mitzvah itself, it's a chelek within the mitzvah itself, that works out beautifully with the pashas on Kuf Chasam Aleph. Right? The fact that the Gemara only discusses Haseba in association with the mitzvos achila of dalakosos and matzah, which work out beautifully with this first mahalak, which says, yeah, because the whole inyan of Haseba is a chilek in the mitzvahs themselves, and therefore it's only shayach to the mitzvahs achila themselves, which are discussed on Chuchas. Oh, but then when you come back to the Mishnah on Tzadi Tesama Beis, which doesn't seem to have any reference to the mitzvahs, it reads less well, and you basically have to say that although the line before was talking about stam achila, when the Mishnah, in the second line, introduces the mitzvah of Haseba, you have to say there's a silent transition there to say that when it says afilu anish b'Yisrael lo yochel ad sheyesev, that the achila here is limited to the achila of the mitzvahs achila of the night, which is not as smooth of a read as the other way, but again something which helps us this read is that the third line of the Mishnah, what type of achila is it referring to, or what type of shtiyah is it referring to in the third line of the Mishnah? What's the third? What? Dalakosos. So again, the fact that the next line we're talking about, the mitzvah achila of dalakosos, again, that makes it a little better in terms of understanding the second line of the Mishnah is also being limited to the mitzvah achila. Yeah.
If we say that the Rambam is a mitzvah to eat the whole Suda, so yeah. Even though it's not a chil, the Mishnah is saying is a mitzvah, so we could read it. It goes in all of the achila.
For sure, but we're within the first mahalach now, not the Rambam. Right now, we're dealing with the first mahalak, which says it's dafka, din of the mitzvah, and there's no value at all to the suda. So then, it basically works out less well in terms of the stam read of the Mishnah, which sounds like it's talking about, stam achila. But this first mahalak, which we'll, prove in just a moment, is going to have to say that, although the first line of the Mishnah was talking about stam achila, the second line of the Mishnah is, transitioned silently to talking about, mitzvahs achila of the night. Oh. So, which shita is the Briska Rav medayek this mahalach from to say that it's dafka a din in the mitzvah itself? Which shita in the Rishonim? Not the Rambam. Right, the Rush and a Deya, a Tzad and Tosos. Right, what's the Rush's? Everyone turn to the Rush. What is the Rush's big shita in the sugya? that is very indicative in terms of the nature of Heseba. And this is Simen Chaf in the Rush. Again, obviously Perek Yud, Perek Arvei Psachim, Simen Chaf. Right, what's the big sheet of the Rush? He says that Heseba. Exactly, right? So the big sheet of the Rush is that the lack of Haseba is going to be ma'akev the mitzvah itself. So again, if you look at Simen Chaf, skipping the first couple of lines, which is just, basically quoting the Gemara, and then you see the line, again, the old editions, it says, it starts, U'matza ba'i Haseba, b'kizayis rishon. Anyone see the line? Again, it's probably like 10 or so lines down. It says, U'matza ba'i Haseba. Anyone have the... What?
It's right after the bold.
Okay, and I guess the fancier editions is right after the bold. Yeah, exactly. It's the right after the bold, right? As in the right after he quotes the Gemara. It's the first part where the Rush himself talks. Danny, would you mind?
Sure. Umatza bai haseba b'kizayis rishon u'kizayis shel afikomen. So you need to do haseba during these achilos. V'im achal b'lo haseba lo yatza. It's ma'akev.
Awesome. Right. Very important. It says right away that if you eat your matzah without doing haseba, the lack of a seva is going to be ma'akev the mitzvah. What's the raya?
Kida Amar, Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Hashama Sha'achal Kazayas Masak, Shum Mesev, Yatza, Mashma Mesev in, Lo Mesev Lo. So the Shamash that ate a Kazayas while doing a seva is Yotzi the mitzvah. It's Mashma that if he was not doing a seva, he would not be Yotzi the mitzvah.
The mitzvah, so what does the Rush assume? What's the subject? The mitzvah of what?
The mitzvah of Kiyos Matzah.
Exactly, right? So the Rush assumes Kapashtus that the subject of Yatzah is the mitzvah of Matzah, and then the Gemara is explicitly stating that if you do a seba during the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, then you're Yotze the mitzvah of Matzah. If you lack a seba, then you're not going to be Yotze the mitzvah. Oh, it's therefore,
v'im achal. V'im achal below the seba, yachar v'yocha v'seba. You have to go back. V'chein v'chot rishon v'sheni, im lo sha'asa v'seba, yachar v'yishta v'seba. Aval, v'chot shlishi v'vi, im yeshti yoser, nira kemosib ala kofos.
So he says the same way that the lack of a seba is ma'akiv the mitzvah of matzah, he says the same way it's also ma'akiv the at least the first the mitzvah of dalikosos, and therefore it's ma'akiv the mitzvah of dalikosos, and therefore for the first two kosos, but there's no counter pressure of repeating, therefore you have to just repeat the two kosos. But, and we'll get back to this later, but he's going to have two deos now about whether you can also repeat the kosos number 3 and 4, whether there's a problem of near kimosif alakosis. We'll get back to those two deos later. But it's clear from the Rush, right? Now turning back to the Gemara, right? It's clear from the Rush that the Rush holds that the mitzvah of Haseba is ma'akev the mitzvos of matzah and dalakosis. So says the Gris, which makes a lot of sense, that this shita of the Rush, and we'll see is it tzad in Tosos, indicates that the Rush is adopting this first mahalach, that the mitzvah of Haseba is a chilek in the mitzvah. And therefore, since it's an aspect of the mitzvah itself, therefore, if you're lacking Haseba, then you're lacking an aspect of the mitzvah itself. And therefore, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah bishlei Musa. You haven't been mekayim the mitzvah in its entirety, because Haseba is an aspect of the mitzvah, and you have not performed that aspect of Haseba. So the Griz is medayik in the Rush. The Rush adopts this first mahalach, that the nature of Haseba is that it's a chilek in the mitzvah itself. So we're going to see, not only is this in the Rush, but there's at least a Deya in Tosos. Tosos Zero Masul Kulunami is Mesupik about this question. Again, back to the Gemara Kuf Chesam and Aleph, let's just read Tosos Zero Masul Kulu. Chaim, would you mind reading for us?
If you forgot, and he didn't
eat
him, Yafar
Vishta. If you go back and read again. So this suffix, in general, seems to be this suffix, perhaps about the nature of Haseba. But again, he has two deos here. One deya, one tzad, is that Haseba is ma'akev, which would imply that Haseba is a chilek in the mitzvah. And another tzad is that it's not ma'akev, possibly because he's mesupik about the very issue at hand, about whether, but the nature of Haseba, whether it's a chilek in the mitzvah or not.
Yeah. From what I got from the Mishkarav, that he's saying that because this even could think it's ma'akev, so it is for sure that this holds, it's part of the mitzvah. And even though it's part of the mitzvah, maybe because it's kamesav because it still shouldn't.
Okay, interesting. We'll get back to that. That's an interesting point. Anyone have the Brisker of itself? Maybe Dayak in that Lashon? I should have brought it. But again, so that's a, check that out. That's going to be an interesting idea. For sure, the tzad that it's ma'akev implies that it's a chelik in the mitzvah. The question is, what about the other tzad? Is that you know, two deos within a chelik in the mitzvah to say, oh, even if it's a chelik in the mitzvah, the question is whether it's ma'akev, or is the two deos gufa about the question about whether the nature of the mitzvah is? Yeah.
If we still assume that that haseba is darabanan, then would... Yeah.
Well, that's for sure true.
Okay, so then are the Rabbanan able to make you not Yom Tzeim?
Okay, good question. So again, that question only applies to the matzah part, right? Because Zalikosis itself is the Rabbanan. Yerudov is basically asking a very good question, which is, wait a second, if the mitzvah matzah is the Raisa, and the Chiv Haseba is only the Rabbanan, so how could that be that a mitzvah the Rabbanan is going to be ma'akev a mitzvah the Raisa? Right? Is that in essence what you're saying? So again, the Pashas is that a mitzvah the Rabbanan can't be ma'akev a mitzvah the Raisa. So the Pasha is what the Rush and one day and the Tosas are holding is that you're not Yotzi the mitzvah midrabana. So right, midraisa, once you eat the matzah, you're Yotzi the mitzvah. But the Rabbanan came along and said, oh, we're adding an additional component to the mitzvah. And therefore midrabanan, if you eat your matzah without a seba, so the midrabanan you weren't Yotze. And therefore the need to repeat would be to be Yotze the mitzvah matzah midrabanan. I think that's the simple explanation. I'm not saying there's no rishonim, no achronim, who would say that, oh, maybe the din drabanan would be ma'akev the din daraisa. We'll get to that. There is like a shita in Tosos who says that, you know, elsewhere. But again, the pash pshat is not that way. Pash pshat is that when we say that the heseva drabanan is a chelik in the mitzvah, therefore it's ma'akev the mitzvah, it's only ma'akev in a drabanan level. That's the pash pshat.
Does that mean there's one mitzvah of matzah that's deraisa and one mitzvah that's derabanan? Or, like,
or I would say there's a core mitzvah deraisa and then there are aspects of it which are like addendums which are derabanan.
So, but how does that
work? They didn't create a new mitzvah.
Yeah, but
they just said, oh, when you're doing the mitzvah deraisa, we the rabbanan say you should do it al yedei haseba because that will, you know, add to the kiyum. You know, that will, you know, accentuate, that will highlight, you know, the chiras aspect, the right chiras theme, yeah, which is da'oraisa, so, you know, we're going to highlight that with a seba midrabanan. Hey, Fry? What do you say? Yeah, so what's his law shown in terms of...
He just says that...
When he quotes Tosos?
He's talking about the Dafkukas, and he's talking about the Dafkukas, and then he goes on to say in the Rosh.
Yeah.
And it's very late, he didn't say about who didn't. So it doesn't know that it's sort of clear that it's going on the Rosh or...
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, when he spells out the analysis that it's a chilek in the mitzvah, he seems to be talking explicitly within the Rosh. It sounds like you quoted like the Tosos as like a lead-in. Again, it's not. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think it's mukhrach from the Grizz either way. But it's a good part, yeah.
Can I just go back to Rabbi's deal from the Mishnah?
Yeah, I don't want to focus too much, but yeah.
Would everybody be open to saying that Yosef is like a code word for the Seder rather than the Maisa Seder? Therefore, you don't need to say that the Maisa Seder would go on any Afila?
One more time. Afila on Yosef Yisrael lo yochal ad Yosef. So what's the Afila referring to?
I know that ad Yosef is like a code word for the Seder itself.
Oh, you're saying, but it's not really introducing the mitzvah of Haseba?
I mean, it is
Derech Agav,
but the...
I think the pasha of that line is that it's introducing the din of Haseba, and it's saying that even, and this is what the Rishonim understand, even an Ani, we'll see what the Chiddush of Ani is, even an Ani has the din of Haseba. That's what it sounds like. You're saying, you're understanding it as just like a hemshech of the first line? Say, so, oh, you can't eat on Erev Pesach, and you can't eat until you start the Seder? That's what you're understanding it?
Right, maybe it's phrased in the solution to teach me more dinim.
I understand. Yeah, I don't think that's the way they are, but it's interesting. So Adkan, you have like the first approach again. Go a little faster here, right? Adkan, the first approach that the nature of a seba, that's a chelak in the mitzvah itself, and therefore that would justify the shitos that haseba is ma'akiv the mitzvah of the mitzvah sachila of matzah and dalakosis. Oh. But now coming on to the second mahalach in the sugya, which says that no. That the mitzvah of a seba is not a chelak of the mitzvah, but is rather a mitzvah bifnei atzma. Which basically would become to say that there's a mitzvah bifnei atzma to eat on the night of Pesach while performing a seba, because the act of a seba is a demonstration of our cheres, of our geula, which we'll see relates to a kiyam of, as the Rambam says it, of like laharos es asmo ki'ilu hu yatsa mimitzrayim. So again, according to the second mahalach, the mitzvah of a seba is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo, which basically has its independent value, that while you are masiv, while you perform a seba, you're demonstrating your cheres, your geula, which itself is an independent kiyam, possibly of the din of laharos es atzmo ki'ilu hu yatsa mimitzrayim. And again, just going back to the textual diukim, this works out very nicely. Right, and according to this mahalach, right, fundamentally, the din of heseba shouldn't be particularly associated with any mitzvos, because since right, the din is the din of heseba is a mitzvah bifni atzmon, as long as you're masiv, you demonstrate cheres, and therefore you're mekayim this independent value of laharos as atzmo. So therefore, it should seemingly apply to any stam achila, right? So that approach would work out beautifully with the stam reading of the Mishnah and Sadi Testament base, which seems to apply the din of Eseba to any stam achila. And again, this mahalach works out very nicely with the Mishnah and Sadi Tes. And then, in terms of how it's going to deal with the Gemara and Kuf Chesam and Aleph, which seems to associate Heseba specifically with the mitzvahs of achila, we're going to develop this further. But the basic idea is that the mitzvos of achila are the ikar achilos of the night. So again, we'll develop this further, but basically, according to this mahalach, that the heseba is really a mitzvah bifnei atzmon, it's not fundamentally connected to the mitzvos. The only reason why it happens to be associated with the mitzvos of achila, but not because of any fundamental relationship and connection between heseba and the mitzvos themselves, but rather because the mitzvos, right, the achila of these mitzvos happen to be the primary achilos of the night, and those are the particular achilos that the Chachamim associated the Din Haseba to. We'll get back to that idea further, but again, according to this Mahalach, the application of Haseba to the mitzvos are not a din in the mitzvos themselves, but rather that the achila of those mitzvos happen to be the most chashiv, the most primary, the most central achilos of the night, and therefore that's where the independent mitzvah of Haseba was connected to. Okay, so everyone, I asked guys to bring the Rambams. Again, the best expression of this second mahalach, that it's a mitzvah with niyatzmo, is the Rambam. And we're going to see right now that there are a number of diukim in the Rambam which seem to prove that this din of Eseba is not a din in the mitzvah, it's not a chilek in the mitzvah's achila of the night, but is rather a din with niyatzmo. So again, the Rambam in Perek Zion, starting with halacha ba, right? This is very important. Again, a couple of nikudos, important, you know, derech halimud points about how to learn a Rambam will come out of this. Again, it's always very important that, although if you just look, you know, in the Gemara and in the Mishnah, they're going to point to which Rambam to look at. They'll probably point to you to look at Perek Zayin, halacha Zayin, and halacha Ches, because those are where the Rambam actually starts talking about the Haseba. But when learning a Rambam, it's always very important to learn a particular halacha and Rambam in its broader context. And the broader context of a Rambam includes the halachos beforehand and the broader context of which perek the Rambam decides to introduce certain dinim. So again, when we learn these Rambams, again, we're going to focus on the broader context of the halachos before Haseba and the broader context of focusing on which perek the Rambam decides to place the halacha of Haseba in. So looking at the halacha before halacha vav, and this context is going to be very important to truly understanding what the nature of the halacha at hand is. Svi, would you mind? Again, Perek Zayin, halacha vav.
The hold of a door, chayv adam b'haros et atzmo, yiru b'atzmo yotza atam yishibu yotzayim.
Shana marvot, yo son of Hoshi Misha. So this is a famous Rambam in itself. So how does he formulate?
Okay, every generation so has to see
not just see himself, but
demonstrate.
Right? Not right. The Mishnah, the girsa of the Mishnah, I think that Zion is liros as asmo. Sounds like a cerebral. He has to view himself. The Rambam famously has a different girsa of not just that you have to view yourself as if you left, but laharos. You have to demonstrate right outwardly. You have to outwardly demonstrate through your actions that it's as if you left Mitzrayim now. Fine.
Right.
Right, so the Ram, right, the pasuk, right, the Oraisa, that this is all coming from, is it, which it says in the pasuk, Zacharta ki eved ayisa, you have to remember that you were an eved. So the Ram says, oh, that's all about lahara. You have to act as if you were an eved who is leaving. So again, very important. So the Rambam in Halacha Vav introduces this general din of laharos as atzma, this value de oraisa, seemingly of demonstrating chiras. And now, in that context, the Rambam in Halacha Zayin says lefichach. Right, the word lefichach is always a very important word of the Rambam. Right, that means the Rambam is always connecting that which was said before to what he's about to say now. So lefichach, because of the value that I just said in Halacha Vav, the value of laharas as atzmo, therefore a manifestation of that value of laharas as atzmo, brings us to the following din. And what's that din? Stop there. So what's the lefichach? Because of the value of laharas as atzmo, what's one way of being maras atzmo kilu hu yatzim in Mitzrayim? Is by doing what? Heseba. Right? So again, nekuda number one is that when the Rambam, right, discusses the mitzvah, the value of a seba, he specifically connects it to the independent value of laharos as atzmo ki'ilu hu yatsa mimitzrayim. That's diuk number one, right, the broader context from the halacha before. Diuk number two is how the Rambam himself in Halacha Zayin, we're going to have you read it again, how he formulates the din of a seba. And pay careful attention, he makes no reference here to what? To any mitzvahs of achila. Again, what's lefichach? How does he formulate the din of haseba? So what does that mean? Okay, it says two things, right? He says when you're being soed, right? When you're being koveya suuda, when you're eating your suuda, tzarech lachol v'lishtos. When you're doing your achila and shtia, you should do your achila and shtia b'derech chiras. So again, very important, diuk number two. So when the Rambam formulates the mitzvah of Haseba, he makes no reference to any mitzvahs of Achila. All he says is that when you're doing your Achila and Shtiyah of the night, that Achila and Shtiyah should be done with Derech Cheirus, based on Lefichach, connected, because doing your Achila and Shtiyah with Derech Cheirus, that will fulfill the independent value of Laharos as Asmo, Ki'ilu Hu Yatzim Mitzrayim. Oh. And then the third diuk is the broader context, which is, if you always have to pay careful attention to, where the Rambam is always very careful when he sets up the prakim in Mishneh Torah, that each parak has its own theme. And if you look at the theme of parak Zion, specifically in contrast to parak Vav, so parak Vav, the parak beforehand, that's where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of what? Of achilas matzah. And all the dinim of achilas matzah. If the Rambam held like the Rush and adopted the first approach, that the din of Haseba was a chiluk in the mitzvah of matzah itself, so then the Rambam should have placed this din of Haseba where? In Perek Vav. Right? With all the other dinei matzah. Just like you have all these dinim of matzah, another prat in the din of matzah, according to the Rush, is that, oh, a prat in the din of matzah is that it also has to be eaten al yedei Haseba. But the Rambam decides not to put it in Perek Vav, where he discusses the dinei mitzvah of matzah, rather place it in Perek Zayin, where he's discussing the dinim of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and the din of Laharas as Atzma. So again, not only with the connection to Halacha Vav before we connect it to Laharas as Atzma, but again, the overall placement of the Rambam, of the din of Haseba, within the broader context of the dinim of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim and Geula and Cheres and Laharas as Atzma, again, separated from Perek Vav, where it's focused not on those broader themes, but specifically on the mitzvah of matzah, again implies, again, another diuk, the Rambam adopts the second approach, that it's the Haseba is an independent mitzvah, not specifically a chelak in the mitzvah of matzah or the other achilas of the diet. Benny, you want to
say? Also, in Perek Zayin, he talks about the mitzvah of dagosis. Maybe it's here because
okay,
he also...
Good. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay. Took the words out of my mouth. We'll just answer that and we'll come back. So the question I was going to have to ask myself is that if you look, right, the next, right after he introduces Haseba, he introduces what? Which mitzvah? Dalikosos. So you might ask, okay, I'm making a big deal about the fact that he doesn't place it in Perek Vav in the context of mitzvah matzah, but he places it right next to the other mitzvah salayla, mitzvah achila of the night, which is dalikosos. So that, at first glance, seems to say, no, maybe the Rambam is associating the din of Aseba with the mitzvah of least of Dalakosas. The answer is, why does the Rambam, we'll get to this next, so yeah, wherever, if anyone's here, of Dalakosas, but why does the Rambam place Dalakosas in this halacha? Exactly. Because the Rambam famously holds, that's another brisk rav, that the din of Dalet Kosos also has the theme of Cheiros. Also stems from the din of Laharos as Atzma Ki'ilu Hu Yatzim in Mitzrayim. So the Rambam holds that there are two dinim which stem from the independent value of Laharos as Atzma. Right? The need to express outwardly that you are a person of Cheiros and you're just, you know, underwent Geula requires you, number one, to do your Achila and Shtia Al Yidei Cheiros, so Al Yidei Haseba. And number two, to drink four cups of wine, because by drinking four cups of wine, that itself is an expression, is a demonstration of Cheiros. So when the Rambam places Dalakosos next to Haseba, we're suggesting, in light of all this evidence, it's not because Haseba is a din in the Dalakosos, it's a prat in the Dalakosos, but rather because both Dalakosos and Haseba both stem independently from the din of Laharos Atzma. And what's the raya to that? If the Rambam meant to put Haseba next to Dalakosos because Haseba was a prat in Dalakosos, so then the order should be flipped. He should say, there's a mitzvah of Dalakosos, and then when you're doing when you're drinking the Dalakosos, you should do that Ali de Haseba. But the Rambam, number one, flips the order, first mentions Haseba, then Dalakosos, and never makes reference when he's discussing Dalakosos at this point that it should be done Ali de Haseba. So again, the implication of all these points is that when the Rambam places Dalakosos next to Haseba, it's because they both independently stem from Halacha Vav, from the din of Laharos as Atzmo Kiuli Yatzim Mitzrayim, because both Haseba and the Shtiyas Dalakosos are both expressions of Cheiros, are both forms of Laharos as Atzmo Kiuli Yatzim Mitzrayim. Yeah.
Seemingly, you could even say stronger that the idea is that an element of Arba Kosos is a prat in Haseba, that in order to fulfill the Chiyav element of Haseba, you need to do it through Dalakosos. Meaning, right? Rambam says very explicitly, you don't have to do a seba by the other things, but he says you have to do by a seba. I'm saying even stronger, the connection with Arba Kosos is the fact that an element of Arba Kosos is a prad in a seba. The fact that in order to fulfill a seba, you have to do it through Arba Kosos.
We'll get to halachas. We'll get back to the reason why there's a chiyuv to do a seba during the Dalet Kosos. Okay? Yeah.
We're saying that Haseba would be done by matzah and Dalakosos. So I don't know really that you can necessarily put it in Parat Kavala because it's also a din Arakosos. In fact, it's sandwiched in between matzah and Arakosos.
But you mean if Haseba was a prat in both the mitzvahs, then you should say it in both of them. You should say, oh, by the way, a prat of mitzvah of matzah is that needs to be done by Haseba. And then after introducing Dalakosos, you should say, oh, another prat of Dalakosos that it should be done by Haseba. To not mention it at all in the context of the mitzvah matzah, and then to introduce it, you know, before Dalakosos, and then when discussing Dalakosos, never even mention that it should be done by Haseba, when discussing the mitzvah of Dalakosos, again, implies that Haseba is independent.
And you're having it twice, but let's say for whatever reason the Rambam has it once, to place it only one time in Parag Vav, doesn't that generally make more sense?
Number one, Parag Vav would be the Daraisa one. If you were to place it one place, I would put it by the Daraisa of Matzah.
Then you'd be closer on Dalakosos.
Again, he could say, Kimo Shabirati Lael, I mean, he does that in other places.
Okay.
And again, here he says Haseba before Dalakosos. So again, that also, that presentation is also strange, if it's a Chilek. Okay, so again, all those diukim, again, from all imply that, again, for the Rambam, that Haseba is a chiyuv, is a mitzvah b'tnei atzma. So now, transitioning to the next halacha, right? The halacha ches. Right? Let's get, you know, David, do you have it with you? All these different dinim of Haseba, right? You know, even an ani to do it, and Isha doesn't, Isha Chashiva does, You go a little further. Okay, so different dinam. What in front of your father you do need to, in front of your rebbe you don't. Then it's a Hasebah's Yumin and Hasebah. Again, these are details about the Maisa Hasebah. Then skipping to Amosai. Again, so again, Halakha Ches, now he's getting to the Pratim. What are the details of the mitzvah of Hasebah? Okay, who needs to do it? You know, in front of whom? How it has to be done? Well, and now, another question, now he gets to this mind. When it needs to be done? The Amosai. Oh, so again, in light, in the broader context, what this Rambam seems to be saying is that when does this independent mitzvah of Haseba apply? The independent mitzvah of Haseba applies, right, as on a chiyuv level during the Achilas Matzah and Shtiyas Arba Kosos. We'll get back to that. Ushar Achilaso.
Ushar Achilaso,
Shtiyaso, right, so the Rambam seems to set up, you know, this, the different levels here. So the chiyav of Haseba is limited to the mitzvos of Achilas Matzah and Dalakosas, which we'll get back to why that association, especially if, for the Rambam, Haseba is independent from the mitzvah, so why is the chiyav, why is the independent chiyav limited to the mitzvos? We'll get back to that. But then he says, but there's also a kiyum, again, not on a chiyav level, it's a kiyum mitzvah, harizei mishubach, if you do Haseba during what? The Shara Suda, right? The rest of the Suda. Which again is another raya, you know, quoted by the Brisker Rav, that Haseba is a Chiyah Bifnei Atzma. Because again, if you held like the Rush, that Haseba is only a Chelek in the Mitzvah, so then it should be limited to the Mitzvos. If it's a Chelek, if it's only a Prat in the Mitzvos, so then it should be limited to the Mitzvos. But once the Rambam, again, Lishitaso, extends Haseba and says that the value of Haseba, at least on a Kiyam level, also applies to the entire Suda. So that implies that, yeah, because the value of Haseba is a din bifnei atzmo. It's a general din of laharasas atzmo, which is therefore shayach, you know, really to all types of eating. Yes, the chiyuv was limited to the mitzvahs achila, which we'll get back to, but on a value level, the value of Haseba, which is a din bifnei atzmo, really applies to all his, to all achilas of the night, not just the mitzvahs. Again, which is another raya, that for the Rambam, the din of Haseba is not just achila, it's not a chilek in the mitzvah, but is rather a din bifnei atzmo. That's all diukim from the Rambam itself. But within this approach, sorry, for that, but yeah.
I'm not sure if the Rambam functions like this, or why I can't. So I don't know if this is
you can,
accurate.
You can ask.
If the it kind of seems like the Rambam, in terms of call of crowds, is following the structure of the Mishnah.
Yeah, he doesn't always do that. Yeah, the Rambam in most cases switches around the order of Mishnayos and Gemaros. That's the whole brilliance of the Rambam, is that he has his own order. So the fact that the Rambam, yeah, so you can always be medayek in the order of. I mean, but what are you even specifically saying? Just within Halacha Ches?
I'm saying he starts out with, I mean, the Mishnah, the Klal, there's such a concept of Haseba, Prat, he goes on to say about,
I know, but,
show, and Klal,
no, but the Rambam's presentation in Halachos Vav and Zayin are very unique. I
mean, Klal, there is such a thing as a Haseba, then goes on to Prat.
I know, but the way he formulates the Klal is important. When he formulates the Klal as being connected to the Din of Laharos, and then when he formulates it as a din and just achila and shtia of the night, that's indicative. Yes, and halacha ches, and he gets down to the details, he quotes the details which happens to be in the Mishnah and the Gemara. But again, the Rambam's presentation in halacha vav and halacha zayin are very indicative.
Then he goes on to the next klal is.
No, then halacha ches, he gets to the details. So once I establish that the nature of the din is a din of lahar, it's an expression of laharos as atzmo. So now, what are the details? Who has to do it? When it has to be done? Those are pratim. That's the. Oh. But within the second approach, right? Within the second approach, that the that Haseba is a din bifnei atzmo, we're going to see two different versions of. Okay, so now that's a din bifnei atzmo, it's a, not a din, it's not a chilek in the mitzvah. So what exactly is this din bifnei atzmo connected to? What did the Chachamim specifically associate this din bifnei atzmo of Haseba to? We're going to see that different version again, all within you know Torah's brisk, right? Different versions coming out of the family, the Soloveitchik family tree. Two different versions of how to formulate this din b'shnei atzmo of the Rambam. So we'll call it version 2A. Is that this din b'shnei atzmo is a din in achila and shtia. And if you pay very careful attention to both the formulation of the grach and of the grizz, they both formulate that this din bifnei atzmo is that the Chachamim said that when you have achila and shtia on the leil seder, that the achila and shtia of the leil seder should be done b'derech hesed. And again, according to this approach, right, the reason why the chi of heseba is limited to the mitzvahs achila of the night is because the mitzvahs achila of the night represent the central, most chashuv achilos of the night. And once the din bifnei atzmo of a seba is a din of achila and shtia of leil seder, so the Chachamim decided that the only time that this din is going to be a chiv gamor is by the most chashuv, most central achilos of the night. And what are the most central achilos of the night? The achilos which you're mechuyev to do, which are the mitzvos of achila, of matzah, and da'al kosos. So again, according to this version, that the mitzvah of seba is a din in the achila and shtia. And again, the reason why, according to this version, that it's the chiyav of seba is specifically associated with the mitzvahs achila of matzah and shtia's da'al kosos, it's because those are the achilos and shtios which represent the most central achilos and shtios of the night. And again, this version of formulating as a din in the achila and shtia, and not, foreshadow the other version. What's the other version that we saw by the Rav? The din in the Seuda, right? So this version, which says it's a din in achila and shtia, and not a din in the Seuda, explains easily the Dal Kosos. Because if you think about the timing of Leil Seder, Dal Kosos are the first two Dal Kosos are eaten before the Seuda. And the latter two kosos, or the dalet kosos, are eaten after the seuda, right? You don't drink any dalet kosos between the time you wash hamotzi on the matzah and the time you birchas hamotzi. It's after birchas hamotzi, so it's the third kos. So again, most likely the driving force behind this version, which says that the haseba is a din in the achila and shtia of the night, is the fact that it's associated with dalet kosos, and the pashas, dalet kosos, are not part of the seuda itself. And therefore, this version says it's a din in the achila and shtia, which, of course, dal kosos is one of the chashiv shtios of the night. Okay, so where do I get this from? Both the lashon of the grach and the lashon of the kris. So again, if you look at your source sheet, if everyone can look at the chedusha grach, there's chedusha grach al hashas. Again, much of this overlaps with the kris, but some of it, the part we're going to read right now, is a little different, and here it's even clearer in the grach that the din bifnei atzmo of heseba is a din in the achila and shtia. Again, you guys all have the source sheet. Yoni, do you have it?
Yeah.
Would you mind reading in the beginning? Right. So the one diuk that the grach is coming from in the Rambam is the fact that the Rambam, right, we mentioned a bunch of diukim, but the one diuk the grach makes is that the fact that the Rambam thinks that Haseba is shayach to Shar Seuda, so that proves that it's not a din in the mitzvah. Because if it's a din in the mitzvah, then it wouldn't be shayach to the Shar Seuda. But pay careful attention to how now the grach formulates this tzad that it's not a din in the mitzvah. Right, so it's not a din in the kiyam mitzvah that a chiluk in the kiyam mitzvah requires a seva. Kiyam. Right, so very, very, very meduyak. Kiyam hu din hanemar al ha'achila. It's not a din in the kiyam mitzvah, it's rather a din in the achila. Right? And therefore he says, therefore it's shayach to the other achilas of the Suda, of a gam b'kizayis rishon. Right, it's not the fact that at that point you're being mekayim the mitzvah, that haseba is needed as a chilek in the kiyum, kiyim. It's the achila of the mitzvah. So again, at first glance, it seems a little strange. Like, what is Reb Chaim saying? That it's not the kiyum ha-mitzvah, it's the achila of the mitzvah. So the question is like, okay, if it's a din bifnei atzma, you can always ask the question, is it a coincidence that the chachamim were specifically mitaking that the type of achila that requires a seba is specifically the achila of the mitzvah? Like, what's the idea? Why is it that if it's not a din in the mitzvah, so why did they say that specifically it's the achila of the mitzvah which requires Heseba? So again, I think the answer is, like we said before, is that what I think Reb Chaim is getting at is that specifically the achila of the mitzvah is the most chashuv achila of the night. And therefore, when the chachamim were trying to be magdir and said, oh, the din of Heseba is a din in achila, but which achilas are we going to be mechayev? We're going to be mechayev Heseba for the achilas, which are the central achilas of the night. And what are the central, most chashuv achilas of the night? The achilos of the mitzvah. So again, what he's saying is that it's not the kiyum mitzvah shebo, it's the achilah shebo. It's the fact that you're eating the matzah, and that is a chashiv achila, again, because you're mechuyev to do it, that grants a certain chashivas to the achila of the kezayis rishon, and therefore the chamim, who formulated the din of eseba as a din in achila, specifically made the chiv eseba to be associated with the achilos, which are the most chashiv, namely the achilos associated with the mitzvahs. I think without spelling it out, I think that's what Reb Chaim is getting at. And now if you look at the Griz, again, the Griz, similar, again, not as clear, but again, if you look clearly at the Griz at the beginning, right after he quotes the Rambam, he says, Medivrei HaRambam, he again also formulates that the din bifnei atzma of Haseba is a din in the achila of the night. Can you go for it, Ephraim? So Medivrei HaRambam Ha'ilu?
Medivrei HaRambam, who are the mitzvahs Haseba?
Oh, right. So that's the way you formulate. It's a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. Again, she yochal v'yishte belayla hazeh who mesiv derechiras. Again, like Reb Chaim formulates the mitzvah bifnei atzmo as a din in the achila and the shtia. Right, and therefore to do that derechiras. Right, and it's just Ella. Continue on one more line. El decham kavu lemitzvah.
El decham kavu lemitzvah zu b'shas achila.
It's not there, right? It's a din in the achila and shtia of the night, and just that they picked out which achilos and shtios require heseba, specifically the achilos and shtios which are associated with the mitzvah, because I'm adding because of those are the most chashiv, the most central achilos and shtios of the night. Oh. But in contrast, I mean, these two different versions become important for the rest of the sugya. In contrast to his grandfather and uncle, right, who formulate the mitzvah bifnei atzma as a din in the achila and shtia, the Rav is quoted in the Harei Kedem, again in Simon Ayin Beis, you know, Os Aleph there, again, focus, I think is an amazing diuk in the Rambam, that if you pay careful attention, if you go back to, right, again, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, right, anyone have it? So you go back to that. How does the Rambam, when he encapsulates, when he formulates, what is the chi of a seba? How does he say it? Exactly. Let's read the right l'ficha. Oh. Right. So the Rav says, if you pay careful attention to the Rambam formulates the din of a seba as a din in the seuda. That right, l'ficha kishesoid adam balayla hazeh. When you're being koveya su'uda on this night, the Chum said that the su'uda should be eaten and drink and drunken. I hope that makes sense. Al yaday haseba. So again, while version 2a of Reb Chaim and the Griz is that the haseba bifnei atzma is a din in the achila and shtia, for the Rav, slightly different ideas can have major repercussions. For the Rav, the idea is that, no, the Haseba was specifically associated with the Su'uda. And the Rav is going to, what comes out of the Rav's analysis, he has come on to be Chiddush, to say that not only is the Matzah obviously part of the Su'uda of the night, that's Pashat, but even the Dal Kosos, right, because the Rambam holds that the Haseba is associated, right, the Chi of Haseba is associated with Matzah and Dal Kosos, and once the Rav interprets, you know, that the din of Haseba is a din of the Seuda, so he's forced then to say that the Dal Kosos, this is a very big chiddush, we'll get back to that, even though the Dal Kosos, the first two come before the Seuda, and the latter two Kosos come after the Seuda, that somehow the Rav has to come up to this big chiddush, that all four are somehow integrated into the Seuda itself. We'll get back to that chiddush, but again, an important chiddush that comes out, again, you're getting a taste of the repercussions about why it matters whether you say version 2a, that it's a din in the Achila and Shtia, or whether you say it's a din in the Seuda. One such ramification is how you understand the relationship of Dalet Kosos, whether Dalet Kosos integrate into the Seuda itself. For Reb Chaim and the Brisk Rav, you don't need to say that such a chiddush, because the fact that Dalet Kosos is subject to the Achiv Haseba has no bearing on whether Dalet Kosos is a part of the Seuda. But for the Rav, who says that no, the Chi of Haseba is a din in the Seuda, the fact that the Haseba is associated with Dalet Kosos proves for the Rav that the Dalet Kosos are part of the Seuda itself. So again, we'll stop here. But again, we're not going to stop here. Sorry, last point. So again, these two different versions are going to have major repercussions as we go through the Seuda itself. So far, again, just to summarize, we had approach number one, which says that Haseba is a din, is a chelik in the mitzvah itself. Approach number two is that it's a din bifnei atzmo, and two different versions of that. 2a is that it's a din bifnei atzmo, which is associated with the achila and shtia of the night. Version 2b, that it's a din bifnei atzmo, which is physically associated with the su'uda of the night. But now, approach number three is that there are multiple dinim. And you're going to see that if you pay careful attention to Mefarshim in the Sugya, a number of Mefarshim basically are willing to say they're the two dinim in the Sugya. Certain din of Haseba is a chilek in the mitzvah, and another din of Haseba is a din bifnei atzma. And again, we'll see when we look at the evidence of the Rishonim, this is going to come out. So again, while so far everything we've seen is that, oh, the Rambam holds the din bifnei atzma, and the Rosh holds it's a chilek in the mitzvah, we're going to see other Mefarshim who have a more subtle breakdown to say that the certain din of Haseba is a chelek in the mitzvah, but another din of Haseba is a din bifnei atzma. And we're going to see two different types of breakdowns. One type of breakdown is a chelek between Haseba associated with the mitzvah sachila, right? And this particular, we'll see the Meiri later, who says that there's a din of Haseba by Dalet Kosos and Matzah, which is ma'akev, implying that that type of Haseba is a chelek in the mitzvah. But the Meiri, and we'll see the Shulchan Aruch also says, but at the same time, there's also an Inyan, l'chatzchila, to do a Seba during the Seuda, which implies that there's another aspect, there's another din of the Seba, which is a din bifnei atzma. So again, so one version of these two dinim is you have the breakdown between the Haseba associated with the mitzvah sachila, both Dalet Kosos and Matzah, which is a chelek in the mitzvah, separate from the Haseba associated with the Seuda, which is a din bifnei atzma. A different version, we'll see possibly within Tosos, is possibly to be mechalek between the Dalet Kosos and Matzah itself. And we'll see this later on, that it could be that maybe that one of the two of these is, the Haseba associated with one of the two of these is a chelek in the mitzvah, but the other one, it's a stam chia bifnei atzmah. So again, we'll play that out, again, moving forward. Okay, we'll stop here.